Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the 8th parak and begin the 9th and final parak of Masechta Sota. So the 8th parak, we're up to Parak Ches, Mishnah Zayin. So there are three types of wars in Klal Yisrael. This is a very, often spoken about topic nowadays, about what qualifies as what type of war. One type of war is a war that's meant to just broaden Eretz Yisrael, to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rav Bartinur over here points out, that Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, Milchemes Amalek, Hakol Morim Shichova, Hakol Modim Shichova, Hakol Yotzim Ba. Milchemes Beis David Shihi L'Ravcha L'Harchiv Gvul Yisrael L'Kachas Mas Me'amim. The Milchemes David to expand Eretz Yisrael, to take taxes from other nations, like the Milchama of Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzova, Hakol Modim Shirushus. That, everyone agrees that that's not a Milchemes Mitzvah, that's called a Milchemes HaRushus. Anyway, so one type of war is to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Another type of war is a preemptive war, that you know that the enemy is getting themselves together to attack, so you preemptive and then take away their ability to attack. And then you have the Milchemes of Yoshua to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and the Milchemes Amalek. So obviously the first category of war is just Milchemes HaRashus. Obviously a Milchema to take over Eretz Yisrael, which Yoshua was commanded to do, and the Milchemes Amalek is obviously a Milchemes Mitzvah. The question is, what about a war that you go to attack an enemy that has not yet attacked? So, meaning the assumption seems to be of the entire Mishnah, that if an enemy has attacked, then it's a defensive war, then that's a Milchemes Mitzvah. And that's why almost all the poskim assume that every Milchema that we fought in Eretz Yisrael since 1948 is a Milchemes Mitzvah. So then it leads to the difficult questions of, if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, how could there be any exemptions for such massive numbers of Bnei Torah, and how come Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not obligated to go and join the army? I mean, why is anyone except the Milchemes Mitzvah filu kala mechupasa? So anyway, these are the questions for the big people to deal with. Anyway, b'medvar mamurim. When do we assume that there are these peturim? But Milchemes HaRashus, that's only when it comes to Milchemes HaRashus. Of Milchemes Mitzvah, but if you deal with Milchemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yotzen Afilu Chasen Mechadro V'Chala Mechubasa. Everyone has to go fight a Milchemes Mitzvah. There's no exemptions from a Milchemes Mitzvah. We said a guy in his first year of marriage is pater from Milchemes. Yeah, that's Milchemes HaRashus. But a Kala has to even go out, and women aren't drafted into combat units in a halachic army, but she has to go help in whatever she can, if she's going to help to be, to prepare mayim u'mazon and misakin es hadrachim, like we learned about other people that were exempt from war. Amar Rav Yehuda b'medvar mamurim b'milchemes mitzvah. Rav Yehuda says, no, what type of war do we have these peturim? That's by a milchemes mitzvah. According to Rav Yehuda, milchemes mitzvah includes a war that's to prevent an enemy from attacking. Av b'milchemes Chova, but what he calls a Milchemes Chova, which is what we've been referring up until this point as a Milchemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yotzen Afilu Chas Mechad V'Kal Mechubasa. Meaning, essentially, everyone agrees that these peturim apply when you're just fighting a war to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Everyone agrees these peturim do not apply when you're fighting a Malik, or when you're fighting a war of conquest, or Lechora, a defensive war where they've already attacked. The Machlokas, where these peturim apply, is if it's a defensive war, a preemptive defensive war. That's where you have Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Now we move on to the 9th parak of Masechet Sota, which is parak Egla Arufa. So Egla Arufa is the procedure that's done when you find a body, a dead body, and you don't know who killed the person. So they do a measurement between the two closest cities, and the basin of the city that's closer does a whole procedure called Egla Arufa, where they sort of take responsibility for what happened to this person. So Egla Arufa B'Lashon HaKodesh. The whole Egla Arufa ritual that they would do is done B'Lashon HaKodesh. Nemar Ki Yimatzei Chalal B'Adama. Because the Pasuk says, Yimatzei Chalal B'Adama, when the pasuk says that they would be midaber, and they would say that yadenu l'shafcha sadam hazeh. So you have similar expressions in over here, and by har grizim and har evil. So we make a gzeirah shava that just like har grizim and har evil was said b'lashon hakodesh. Over here also it's b'lashon hakodesh. V'yatzu zekenecha v'shoftecha. Pasuk says the zekenim and the shoftim go out to do the measurement. And there are three members of the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim that actually go out to do the medida, to do the measurement. Zekenecha tells us that it's got to be two dayanim, and Shoftecha teaches that it has to be two really great dayanim, meaning not just regular dayanim, but people from the Beis Din HaGadol. Whenever we have two, it's always three when we talk about dayanim, because ain Beis Din Shakol, so we'll see if an Alehen Ode Echad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's five judges. Shemar Zekenecha, that's Shnayim. Vishoftecha, that's not telling me that the same people who are the Zekenim need to be a higher level. It means another two judges. Vishoftecha is Shnayim. Vein Bezin Shakal, Mosifin Alanil Ode Echad. And since you can't have an even number of Dayanim and a Bezin, so we add another Dayan, and that's why there are five members that actually go out to do the Medida of the Egla Rufa. So let's review what we learned today. In Parachas Mishazayin, we said that certainly when it comes to a pure Milchemes Roshos, you have all these exemptions. Certainly when it comes to an absolute obligatory war like Milchemes HaMalek, you don't have any of these exemptions. But we have Machlok, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yehuda. What about a war that's preventative in nature, to prevent an enemy from attacking? And then Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that Egla Rufa procedure is done in Lashon HaKodesh, and there were three, and Machlok is whether there were three or five Dayanim from the Beis Din that would go out to do the measurements, and they both derive from the pasuk Zekenecha v'Shoftecha. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.